This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, April 16th. Well, the wheat markets so far have had a pretty solid week. We've been steadily moving higher. We're back up to new contract highs in Minneapolis markets, and the winter wheats of Kansas City and Chicago have had a nice run as well. Kansas City is back up to some trading range lows that it broke through here last month. So this is a resistance point for Kansas City. We'll see what we can do with that. In Chicago, we've managed to actually push beyond that similar price level. So hopefully Kansas City will take the lead of Chicago. Chicago has moved higher than the other markets for the most part this week. Partly because of the strength in corn, which has pushed into new contract highs and just continues its relentless move upward. But also the weather situation going on in the PNW, the drought across the Northern Plains is also affecting the Northwest, and fears of cutting into the production for soft white wheat is leading to some of the support in soft red wheat for the Chicago futures. That's in addition to just worldwide and a U.S. shortage of feed grains in general, not just corn, but also sorghum, feed wheat around the world. That is supporting world prices, other than the Black Sea, which is actually saw prices drop a little bit last week. But that's, you know, the big traders are going to come to Chicago. A shortage of feed grain is going to come to Chicago. It's going to support corn, which obviously it has, and in turn support the soft red winter wheat. It's a market that is tagging along after corn, but also finding some support from its own internal fundamentals. And of course, spring wheat, as you get deeper into April, you want to be in the field, but it's dry. It's dry across North Dakota, South Dakota, much of Montana, up into the Canadian prairies. This affects all of spring wheat country, all of Durham country. And it's, the questions are, what are producers going to do? And that's a good question. There are some that just don't know. And so Minneapolis, of course, trying to keep those acres intact, trying to buy acres. Corn and soybeans are in an epic battle for acreage as well. And we talked about this quite a bit into the late winter and early spring, where we saw what was going on in South America. We saw what China was doing, buying up every bushel they could get their hands on of pretty much any grain. And seeing that the battle for corn and soybean acres was going to be huge, and indeed it is. We've got cold temperatures across much of the Midwest, and that's slowing down plantings and germination. So there's some concern that maybe corn acres will get pushed over to soybeans if it gets too late. But that's just the market being worried. It's still very early, but they're calling for cool temperatures late into April. And now you start to talk about losing some acres maybe in the northern delta area, the southern Midwest, where you would be looking at, you'd be better off going with soybeans. Across the northern plains, wheat is probably going to be the better bet because it's the most drought tolerant. However, with soybean prices where they are, a drought insurance package might be better off than wheat. So it's just an interesting dynamic here. And the drought across the northern plains, while it's already intense, doesn't appear to be backing off at all. The forecasts continue to call for dry conditions, and they're looking very hard at the situation in western Minnesota, western Iowa, most of South Dakota. That drought across the north even expands just a little bit and pushes east. Now you've engulfed pretty much all of the western Midwest, and that is absolutely a game changer. We're already in a very, very strong demand-driven market, as we can clearly see, and production problem potential in Brazil with their late-planted second-season corn crop, and now we look at some potential problems here in the U.S. The world needs at least average yields on increased acres just to have a comfortable ending stocks. It won't even be big ending stocks. And any threat to yield just blows the doors wide open on this already uptrending market. So we're on point, and it would seem to me that the market's going to be well supported until you get at least past pollination for corn and soybeans. So that's kind of where we're at. From a seasonal perspective, for wheat in particular, it's very common for the market to rally into early May, right around the crop report, and then start its southward journey into the harvest. So, you know, weather conditions are okay in the southern plains. Subsoil not so great, but topsoil okay with some very important storms a few weeks ago. Crop condition ratings are, you know, in the mid-50s as far as total winter wheat, and even in Kansas. So we're doing okay. Probably not looking at stellar yields, but certainly enough to get us to the home stretch as far as the southern plains go. We'll be harvesting before long in Texas, and then we start kind of the major one around Memorial Day. So that's still a month and a half away. But again, as you get into early May, you have a much better look at what the crop is going to look like in the southern and central plains. And typically you put in those seasonal highs right around the crop report. So that's what we're kind of looking at now, the strength in corn, trying to buy the acres, getting that wrapped up, wheat seasonals into early May. I would look for that time window to be the time when this market stalls out, and in particular for wheat. For the row crops of corn and soybeans, that just, you have to get deeper into the growing season to feel more comfortable that you have found a low and get a handle on some long-term forecasts, which, by the way, NOAA came out with their yearly outlook or outlook for the next year. But right in front of us for the next 3 or 4 months, they are calling for continued dryness across the northern plains and PNW, and then that stretches down into the southwest and the southern plains somewhat. The Midwest looks fine. The western Midwest, they call for normal precip, and the eastern Midwest above normal precip. Temperatures, the entire country is above normal and much above normal in the northern plains, and then it dips down into the southern central plains and toward the east coast. So the Midwest, while above normal temperatures, does not look to have a much above normal temperatures. But either way, if you're going to have higher than average temperatures, you're going to just need more rain to offset the evaporation. So that's kind of where we're at. With wheat, I think it's still going to be well supported. The corn market doesn't show any sign of backing off yet. And we're targeting that early May time window, right around May 10th, for a high. As far as the row crops, we'll probably get a pullback after you get into that early May window, get the growing season started, get the plantings done. It doesn't look like we'll have significant delays from rain. It's more of just cold temperatures. But that will change, and we'll get in the field. You know, earlier you can get in, probably the more acres that you'll have, but we'll just have to play that by ear. But I would expect some sort of a correction as you get into planting, and then it just depends on how Mother Nature treats us as we work through the growing season. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.